Myself, as a tourist, I never found the information I was looking for when I visited a country or a city, and I wanted to know more about the women in the history, in society, in culture. And in the travel books, I didn't find the information, mainly because women were less visible also in the history. So the idea was to do our own travel book.
Charlotte Soulary has written the Guide de Voyage to take you around Paris through the eyes of 50 French women who've been influential in politics, science or the arts and have helped make this city what it is.
I wanted to do it on Paris, which is the city I lived in, I know the most. And you have many important women who participated to the history. You have a lot of women's heritage, but it's less visible than men's heritage in Paris. So the idea of this travel book is that everything we say, we focus it on women. So the contribution of women to the places, the museums, the historic buildings we speak about.
So is it partly about giving a more gender-balanced perspective on Paris?
Exactly. The idea is really to improve gender equality using the world of travel and tourism. And I think that to improve gender equality, you have to know more about women, what they did in the past, what they do in the present. And when you are a tourist and you are open to understand where you are and what is the society you visit, it's very interesting to understand what women do in this society. If we know more about it, then I think we'll have a new view about our society, and we'll understand better the future we can create.
Our first stop is the Conciergerie in central Paris, close to the Seine. During the French Revolution, it was used as a prison and had a couple of big female clients whose cells you can visit.
Usually people know that the Queen Marie Antoinette was imprisoned there just before being guillotined. But one very important woman, Olympe de Gouges, was also imprisoned there and was being guillotined a few days after Marie Antoinette.
Olympe de Gouges was a feminist and political activist. She found that the 1789 Declaration of Human Rights didn't sufficiently take women into consideration and drafted her own Declaration of Women's Rights 2 years later.
For us right now, the feminist of the 21st century, she was a very important person because she paved the way for our mobilization, especially for legal rights. You have to wait to 1946 to have it included in the French Constitution. And it's only after the Second World War that French women can vote and be elected. So she was really, really among the first ones to begin this fight.
I think she said famously, women can go up the scaffold to be guillotined, so they should also be allowed to go up onto the tribune.
Exactly. This was really premonitory because it was also what happened to her.
You can buy a copy of de Gouges' declaration at the National Assembly, and in a better late than never acknowledgement of her contribution to women's rights, it installed a bust of her in 2016. Second port of call, the City Theatre or Théâtre de la Ville in Place du Châtelet. And you can't or shouldn't talk theatre without mentioning Sarah Bernhardt. The 19th century actress was also the theatre's director. Currently closed for renovation, when it reopens, Soulary hopes it might get back its original name.
For many years, this theatre was named after Sarah Bernhardt, the famous actress who was the director of the theatre. And inside the theatre, you can visit the room where she used to prepare before going on stage.
With dressing room.
Yeah, with all the material. Hopefully, when it will reopen, I would love it to be renamed after her because the theatre lost this name during the German occupation, during the Second World War. And after that, they didn't bring the name back.
The city's powerhouse is l'Hôtel de Ville, home to Paris's socialist mayor. But the message the building sends out about the place of women is clear.
Well, the City Hall is a very important building because it's the local political power. And the building itself shows who we want to give visibility to from the history, because in front of the City Hall you have many statues of important people you can see are only men.
There are two female statues in front of City Hall, but they're allegories of art and science, not real people. Find the real women, you have to go round to the side, and there, among the foliage, are statues of influential figures like the writer Madame de Sévigné or Manon Roland, who played an important role in the French Revolution, the writer and philosopher Germaine de Staël, and artist Elisabeth Vigée-Lebrun.
Elisabeth Vigée-Lebrun was a very famous Roman artist. She was a portraitist of Marie Antoinette. You can see some of her work in the Louvre.
And there aren't so many female artists who are shown there, are there?
In the Louvre, you only have around 20 female artists. And when I did the book, I struggled to find them. So I explain everything in the book of how to find them. And Vigée-Lebrun is the most famous because she was a portraitist. And it's very impressive, the life she had and how she became an artist and how she became this famous. And she could live with the art, which is not very common at that time, not at all actually.
And from artist Elisabeth Vigée-Lebrun to the statue of another woman of influence, the 19th century writer Aurore Dupin, better known by her male pseudonym George Sand. There's a statue of her wearing a long dress and reading a book in the Luxembourg Gardens. Sand wrote more than 70 novels, but she was also involved in the 1848 revolution and founded a journal called La Cause du Peuple, the People's Cause, in which she developed her vision of democracy.
She's also with this long dress, where George Sand was well known for being dressed with pants.
Yeah, trousers.
Trousers.
And a hat.
Yeah. So it seems like when this statue was made, they didn't want to disturb too much and to show the light on the political side of her life. And how she began to do something that further women would do. And she was also a political activist, very active during a period of time when she published a newspaper. It was a way to contribute to political debates at a time when women couldn't contribute officially.
For the largest collection of feminist writings and journals, Paris is lucky to have the Marguerite Durand Library. The 20th century militant feminist and journalist handed over all her archives to the city on her death, and they're considerable, a must for anyone interested in the history of feminism in France. The library houses magazines like La Spectatrice from the early 18th century or La Femme Libre, the Free Woman from 1832. There are also all the archives of La Fronde, the magazine Durand founded in 1897.
At that time, she said that as the main newspapers didn't cover women's issues or important women, she would do a newspaper which would only cover women's issues and would only be owned by women and written by women. And the wonders you can do.
We end our whistle-stop tour in front of the Pompidou Arts Centre, which, following a concerted effort to get more gender balance, now has a vast collection of contemporary artwork by women. But if we want women's contribution to art to be more visible, then that also means being able to bump into it, like with the sculptures by Franco-American Nikki de Saint-Phalle and her partner Jean Tingali, which are just next to the Pompidou Centre.
I think it's very important to show women artists in the public spaces. And Nikki de Saint-Phalle is a Franco-American artist. She is a sculptor. She used to speak a lot in what she does about women bodies, about the maternity, about how we represent and show ourselves and how also the society looks at us as women. For example, there is one piece here showing a mermaid with generous forms.
She has very large breasts and a large tummy. She's lying on her back and it's very colourful and joyful at the same time. It's a celebration of women's forms.
Yeah, she's good.
she's at peace with herself.
She doesn't care about everyone else around her. She's just, she's good.
That Charlotte Soulary, author of Guide de Voyage, a new guidebook from a female perspective, and which is part of a much wider international blogging network where women from all over the world write about improving gender equality through travel. If the NGO behind the book can find the funds, they hope to publish an English version. Alison Heard, RFI, Paris.